Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by the one and only Dean Norris. We're talking about the CBS comedy United States of Al, which airs on Thursdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Hey, Dean, thanks so much for joining us. This is great.
Hey, thank you for having me, man.
Let's start by pretending some of our listeners, maybe they haven't caught the show yet. I know you're a couple episodes in, but just hit them with the quick premise.
Yeah, it's I play Art Dugan, who lives in Ohio. And my son is a Marine who comes back from Afghanistan with some issues. And he brings his interpreter, his Afghani interpreter, Al, and they live with me. And we kind of try to navigate the world together. And just real quickly, it's a serious issue bringing these translators from Afghanistan over here because they have targets on their backs once they've worked with the U.S. military. So getting them over here is an important issue. But that's the serious part of it. And the comedy comes from just Al, you know, his views of kind of dealing with America and our culture and our stuff. And it's a heartwarming show, but it's also really funny.
Awesome. And I know what episode is going to air tonight. How many more are left in the season?
Yeah, we have 13 total. So we have another 8 or 9 after that. Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, give us a teaser we can expect from tonight on. You know what I mean? Like if we've been following it so far, I know it's hard to do without spoilers, man.
Yeah. You know what? I think the fun part about the show, and you start to really see the relationships between these characters, and the more you do, I think the more you'll love them, and I think you'll find the humor in their situation. You kind of see me and my son, you know, we have an interesting relationship, and us trying to kind of communicate is we're kind of awkward guys trying to, you know, be sincere, and I think that kind of resonates probably with a lot of men out there. I don't know, but us trying to navigate our relationship is something that we do a lot tonight and kind of continues on. So I find that fun and also touching at the same time.
For sure. And I know, you know, your character Art, you know, obviously you're his dad, but you're also a veteran yourself in the show, right? As well.
That's correct. Yes. We're a military family all around. And my daughter who lives with us as well, she had a fiance who lost his life in the war. So she's hurting too. So it's a quite a group of characters in that house. But that's the one point of kind of mutual understanding they have is having both been in the military. And the kind of tensions they have are just general, you know, dad-son tensions of different sorts. And, you know, and I just want the best for him. And he's hurting. But I don't know how to fix it, you know. And dads always want to try to fix things. And that kind of tension is what we kind of focus on more.
Gotcha. So your service is something you guys actually bond over. That's a source of bringing you together.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the kind of one thing that we both, you know, we have in common. And it's the other things of just trying to be able to, you know, deal with, I don't know. It's just the things that dads and sons conflict over, but it's not the military. So.
Sure. Well, you've tossed out a lot. I mean, you've mentioned there are some very serious topics, you know, not only war, but PTSD, you know, your daughter, Lizzie, has lost her husband to battle, but it's also a comedy. You know what I mean? So like, if you're not laughing at that, but in all seriousness, though, like, you know, I don't want people to be scared off by heavy issues because we're going through a pandemic. It's a heavy time. What's the art of threading laughs throughout the serious times? Because we need them.
Yeah, well, I think that brings just, if I may, a truer laugh because these are characters that you'll love because of their failings and because of their sadness and that stuff. But they deal with it through comedy, you know. And we have great moments of you're like, oh man, release. And then it's released by the comedy. So I think it makes for a great combination. I wanted to do a comedy that was about something. And I wouldn't do a comedy that's just a light, fluffy piece, you know? So the fact that this is about something, and I thought that, and for what it's worth, I think that kind of works in this COVID time and certainly as we go forward, I just think it's something too light without any depth to it would have been just kind of jarring in a way. And I think this doesn't have that. I think this, you know, that this is about something, and you laugh at their, at the way they're trying to deal with it.
Sure. Now, I know the show, you know, it's set in Columbus, Ohio. And I know you grew up in South Bend, Indiana, not exactly Ohio, but you know what I mean? Same, similar Midwest. Oh, yeah. Is this a sort of a family and a setting that, you know well from your own personal experience?
Absolutely. I think it's, I'm really glad that I grew up in the Midwest first of all, I'm glad that I grew up in the Midwest, but I'm also glad that I have that in my background to bring to this character, because I feel that I know Art Dugan very well.
Exactly. Are you a big Notre Dame fan, being from South Bend?
Oh, you have to be. You have no choice but to be a Notre Dame fan.
Awesome.
Oh, yes.
Cool. I know we're up against the clock. My listeners will kill me if I don't ask at least one Breaking Bad question. Come on, man.
Yeah.
You'll forever be frozen in time on that show. I think it was almost like a magic trick what Vince Gilligan was able to pull off by the protagonist, Walter White, is this anti-hero, plunging, Mr. Chips to Scarface, being one of the most evil guys ever, if you look at his actions, but we're rooting for him. Whereas you're the counter to that, the cop sort of character who traditionally we would be rooting for, in a way we are, but you're the foil to the anti-hero.
Yeah. Well, that was fun. I mean, I think it was always interesting along the show where certain people would fall out with Walter White and just say, I can't, no more. I can't, I'm not on his side anymore. And enough people obviously were, even to the end, which says a lot about you guys, because you're rooting for the psycho killer. But just joking. So, yeah, I mean, we thought that was just a central tension of the show. How far could he go and the audience still stay with him? And, how far could Hank go in his own way and have the audience on his side? And I think that was a part of attention that helped make that show really work. And yeah, Vince Gilligan's a genius to kind of thread that needle for 5 years.
For sure. Before we run, memories of two scenes that were, I thought, were the pivotal. One, you're in the bathroom, you're reading Walt Whitman Leaves of Grass, and we see what is to my friend other WW or whatever. We as the audience, man, we gasped right with you because we're on your journey. We don't want you to discover, but we do, because we know the end of the show is coming. So how did you play that scene? Because that's a pivotal, oh my God, a look of betrayal in a way. Oh my God, this is the guy I've been looking for, and he's my best friend.
Yeah, I thought that was, that scene was just so genius for, after 5 years, to have him, it wasn't an aha moment where he figured it out. In fact, Walt, right prior to that, Walt had kind of really tied up everything. And it looks like he was going to get away with it, And just because old Hank had to take a crap in his brother-in-law's, at that moment, and he just happens to find that book, I thought that was such a great way for that reveal to happen. When I read that, I just fell over. I was like, oh man, that's just great stuff.
And then, of course, your death scene, man. Memories of that, too, because it was, shooting that, it was a badass scene for your character and a great end of the show. But, in a way, it's closure. You're not going to play that role again. Well, I guess you could in the spinoffs.
Yeah, I actually come back in Better Call Saul last year, which was fun. But, yeah, oh, man, it was everything kind of came together in that final scene. And everybody was out there, Vince and... it was a big goodbye, and it was Lenny was like filming, the famous final scene.
yeah,
dead characters gone and show over. So that was a very emotional day and one that I'll always remember very, very fondly.
Well, it's an all-timer show, man. I think it's going to rank with the best dramas ever. Where do you put it with, Sopranos, Hill Street Blues, all the great dramas ever? Do you consider it right up there? Mad Men, all the greats?
I think it's number one, brother.
Exactly. Hey, you're not gonna find an argument for me or many people, man. Most people will agree. That's
I love
awesome.
The Wire. I put The Wire up there, but I think Breaking Bad is its own animal. I think it's gonna hold up in the test of time. So
yeah, The Wire and Breaking Bad, next, and Sopranos, probably, right? I mean, I don't know how you choose between those three, but man,
right.
you're part of TV history, so congrats on everything. I know you got other interviews, so we'll let you bounce. But Dean Norris, everybody, watch his career legacy continue with United States of Al sitcom here on CBS. Hey, thanks, man.
Thank you, guys. Have a great one.